It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Barbie Heck. She's the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. And coming up this weekend, everybody knows about Black Friday. Big day after Thanksgiving. Everybody likes to go shopping and everything. Used to be a really big deal. I think it's mostly done online now for some reason, but that's okay, because we've got a way that you can get out and have fun and do some shopping locally, because the Saturday is Small Business Saturday. And we have plenty of great small businesses in our area that are willing to help you out with unique and different gift items. So we're going to talk about Small Business Saturday and some of the places that you can hang out and shop here in our area for that local flair. Barbie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So let's talk about Small Business Saturday. As I said, everybody knows what Black Friday is.
Sure.
The big Friday after Thanksgiving. But it almost seems like it's lost kind of its luster because of online shopping to me.
Yeah, that's
I don't
true.
Know for sure, but it just seems that way, because we've even got right now, you know, Black Friday deals are all over the internet.
Right.
But then the Saturday after is Small Business Saturday, and it's a big event for the businesses in our area that are here day in and day out to take care of our citizens and offer them things. And this is our day. Small Business Saturday is the days that the community can give back to those small businesses. So let's talk about that. It's been going on for quite a while, Small Business Saturday has.
Yeah, American Express started Small Business Saturday in 2010. So it has been going on for 13 years. And according to American Express, in 2022, $17.9 billion was spent on Small Business Saturday.
And that just kind of goes to show you how important small businesses are. And we have quite a few in our area. And we were talking before we came on about the fact that, you know, small businesses are one of those places that you can go, because we all have that person that's impossible to shop for.
Oh, of course.
And the small business is one of the best places to go and look for those things, isn't it?
It is, because not only are you more likely to find a unique gift for that person, but you're also supporting someone who lives right here in our community.
And that's the great thing. And, you know, when it comes time to look for support for different items, that's for different events and things that we've got going on,
those are the ones we always hit up. That's right.
And so it's only right that we go back and take care of them when their opportunity comes. And of course, that opportunity is Small Business Saturday. That'll be November 26th this year.
25th.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. 25th this year. Mm-hmm. So make sure you make it a point to hit up some of the small businesses in our area. Go check out what they have to offer for you. And we wanted to give you a few of the small businesses that you can hit up that will be available and can help you out.
Yeah. So just think about, so I'm taking off my chamber hat here, and I'm speaking as a community member. But just think about all the businesses that are just on Main Street, or there's Bill's Home Furnishings, there's Sutherland's, there's Apple Country Home and Gifts. There's a few businesses that will be closed that day. They want to give their employees the Thanksgiving weekend off, which we can all appreciate. But like Book Cliff is going to be closed that day. Crafty Designs will be closed that day. But please just go up and down Main Street, drive around. Please support our local businesses on Small Business Saturday.
And it's one of those things, too. If you're not in the Christmas spirit, go down Main Streets.
Oh,
go down Helper
be.
Main Street. Go down Price City's Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Pop into some of these stores, because they are more than willing to help you out. And I think you'll be surprised by what some of these stores have to offer, really.
Yeah, Olivetto's had their open house on Saturday, and it was, her store's so beautiful always, but this time of year, it is festive.
Well, and that's what I was going to, that was one place I was going to pick out, because if you're looking for a unique gift.
Yes.
Or a food gift.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Go check out Olivetto's. Go check out all the small businesses here in our area, because they are really the backbone of our community.
Yeah.
They're here for you. And as I said, you know, when you need something for a traveling sports team or for something for school or something like that. These are the people you always think to hit up first. So let's go help them out and give back to them at Small Business Saturday coming up on November 25th. Barbie, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.